This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A Fox News reporter has been injured while reporting from Ukraine. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
U.S. authorities say Fox News reporter Benjamin Hall was injured while reporting outside of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Hall is a Washington-based correspondent who covers the U.S. State Department for Fox News. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed the incident during his Monday briefing.
We are given to understand that he's being treated right now in a hospital for his injuries. We certainly wish him all the best, a speedy recovery, and a safe return.
Fox News Media CEO Suzanne Scott says the network has only a minimal level of information. Norman Hall.
U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor has warned a top Chinese official about China's support for Russia in the Ukrainian invasion, even as the Kremlin denies anew that it has requested Chinese military equipment. U.S. advisor Jake Sullivan and senior Chinese foreign policy advisor Yang Yiqi met in Rome on Monday, with the Biden administration increasingly concerned that China is using the war to advance its long-term interests in its competition with the United States. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is watching closely to see if China is helping Russia in any way.
We have communicated very clearly to Beijing that we won't stand by if we will not allow any country to compensate Russia for.
And the officials say that U.S. has determined that China has signaled to Russia that it would be willing to provide military support as well as financial backing to stave off the impact of severe sanctions. Russian forces kept their assault on Ukraine on Monday, firing on suburbs around the capital of Kyiv and attacking other cities as well. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations chief is now warning that Russia's war on Ukraine is holding a sort of Damocles over the global economy. He says that it is especially hitting poor developing countries, which face skyrocketing food, fuel, and fertilizer prices, and they're now seeing their breadbasket being bombed. The Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters Monday that Russia and Ukraine represent more than half of the world's supply of sunflower oil and about 30% of the world's wheat. He added that grain prices have already exceeded those at the start of the Arab Spring and the food riots of 2007 and 8. A live evening news program on Russia's state television was interrupted on Monday by a person who walked into the studio holding a poster protesting the war in Ukraine. An anchor was speaking during the newscast when a woman appeared on camera behind her, holding a sign with the headline "No War" scrawled in English across the top. A message in Russian below calls on people not to believe Russian propaganda. The protester was identified as an employee of the station and spoke out against the war in a video posted by a group that monitors political arrest. The group said the woman was taken into police custody. China has reported a more than doubling of new COVID-19 cases as it faces, by far, its biggest outbreak since the early days of the pandemic. The National Health Commission said Tuesday that 3,507 new locally spread cases had been identified in the 24-hour period, up from 1,337 a day earlier. A fast-spreading variant known as Stealth Omicron is testing China's zero-tolerance strategy, which has largely kept the virus at bay after a deadly initial outbreak in the early 2020 era time. Most of the new cases were in northeast China's Jilin province, where 2,601 were reported. Similar outbreaks have broken out across the country. Britain's top court on Monday refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to the U.S. to face spying charges. Court said they'd refuse because the case did not raise an arguable point of law. The 50-year-old Assange has sought for 6 years to avoid a trial in the United States on a series of charges related to WikiLeaks publications of a huge trove of classified documents more than a decade ago. The case is now expected to be formally sent to British Home Secretary Priti Patel, who will decide whether to grant the extradition. A British District Court judge had initially rejected the U.S. extradition request on the grounds that Assange was likely to kill himself if held too long. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.